The Torah tells us in Parshas Noach, the famous story, the saga, the story of Noach, which transpires over a tkufa. The Noach is somebody who the Bnei Shalom finds chayin, and so if Pashas Breidu Noach Motza chayin ve'ini Hashem, he finds chayin ve'ini Hashem. The whole generation is warped. The generation is corrupt. The generation has to be wiped out. Kate called boss of all of Anai. The Bnei Shalom decides to wipe out a whole generation, a whole world. And Noach is saved by Noach Motza Chayim Beini Hashem. He finds favor in Hashem's eye. And yet, this great Noach, that the Torah calls him Eila Toldois Noach, Noach Ish Sadik Tomim Hayavadai Raisa. He was the Ish Sadik Tomim. The Targum says Zakai Shlim. He was a Tzadik Gomor. And yet we find that in the end of the parsha, when he comes out of the teva, Noach goes through something so demeaning, embarrassing, something that has an effect on his future. And Noach ends up with a very disappointing situation. His son does something very crazy to him. And the transformation in the parasha from Noach's being Ish Sadik Tomim, being somebody who is standing the temptation of his generation, that everybody in the generation was doing the worst of acts, the Noach Motza Chayim, Noach Ish Sadik Tomim Hayavadai Raisav. So what happens to Noach? The pasuk says, very interesting. In the beginning, after he comes out of the teva, the pasuk says, "Vayochel Noach ishu adoma vayitachore." And Noach, the man of the ground, comes out. Vayochel. But here it means he started. Right? He started. That's the poshetayish, the literal try. He started, and he plants a korem. He plants a vineyard. Chazal tell us that this Vayochel has much more deeper meaning to it. Osa Atzmoy Chulin. He made himself Chulin, unholy. Meaning the Torah had a bikoris on him. Shahoyuloy La'asoik Tchila B'Netia Acheres. He should have started with Netia Acheres. Diyuk in Rashi or Boisak. The taina of Noach is nish that he planted a keren. Yayin is a very, very choshev azach, Rabbi Yisai. Don't get me wrong. The yayin yisamach levela venoish. Yayin is something that we use to express our simcha. You're supposed to drink wine. Ain't simcha l'basa yayin. Yayin is something that a person, ten yayin l'mari leiv, that a person in a certain situation, obavayochel noyach. The tain over here is not the planting of the kerem itself. The tain, according to Rashi, is vayochel. The start of the planting, to start replanting the kerem, that is the time. Maybe we can be Masber Rabbi Yisai, the Svara Rabbi Yisai. Yochor speaks that it's Hepechadusha because Yain brings the day Erva and Erva is Ikedusha. We want to say maybe a Nocha Kneich over here. Be'etzem, what happened in the door of Noyach Rabbeisai is something mamish not to be believed. I mean, Adam Arishoin was Yitzias Kapa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagam did a chet, yei for the Yetz Hadas. And it was a terrible chet because it was machnis, the Yetz Hara ibifnim, before the Yetz Hara was outside. But more so, there was a certain corruption that was nichtas into the goof of an Adam when he ate for the Yetz Hadas. There was a certain perversion of the truth of the truth of what something really is. The Beis HaLevi has a little bit more arichas in that in Parashat Bereishis, we once spoke. But the Yisoid HaBribi, the Dover Rabbi says that on the Marishon accessed this koyach of Bimishtar with the Yetz Hara and perverting his mind in a way that now a person might not think 100% straight. Elokim Boaz Adam Yashar. A person was created with Yashrus. Yashrus means straightforwardness, clear-headedness, a mind that thinks in a correct and straightforward way to come to the truth. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was a perversion in his mind now to see things in a perverted way, in a way of Cheshbonis Rabbim. And now the fight became even harder. The Olam Yagis, Olam Yitzharov, Yitzhatoiv, to have that battle. But the problem now became that in the Seichel of Adam, there was a certain called Bilbul. The Gemara tells us, Chazal tells us in Chagiga, Adam HaRishon was able to see me soifa, oilam yad soifa, Rabbi Yisrael. Mistama, the literal taich, is MS. Adam HaRishon was a meish kavoya, his height was, but there was a mistama, a different kavana also to that. To see me soifa was that he was able to have a clarity, 100% clarity, in the MS of a zach. There was no bilbul, there was no unclarity, there was no mokoin for mistakes. Obviously, it was a little, but he had such clarity, there was no mokoin. The reason why Yitzhar is so in grass, because we brought the Yitzhar, and now we have a bill, we don't see clearly. There's a certain choyshech. The Marisha had an or God oil to see clearly. The Tinoik, when it says B'mei Imoi, he's learns with the Malch, B'roye, also, they see. There's an or, there's a specific or. We come out of the Abra Oilam, we're zapped with the Yetz Hara, and we lose that clarity of Seichel, we lose that clear clarity to be able to see good. We have a certain Choshech. In May Imoi, it's Kuloi Or. Or the Marishim Kodem Achein was Kuloi Or. There was no Mokum of Choshech, of unclarity, uncertainty. There was a very big clarity of what he had to accomplish, what his purpose, Azoy V'Yamalach, as human, There was a small makom, but the clarity was not shy from this. And when Aaron Arisha ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was nichlas into him a certain chishbonis rabin. Now things became a little mavulbal, a little unclear. Noach came into a world with this characteristic trait of unclarity, of bilbul hadas, had gone to an extreme. It started as a small crack in the seichel ha'adam, and it developed into a massive hole. It developed into a real bilbul. So much so, Rabbi Yisai, that the Chazal tell us that the generation had come to a matzav that they were interacting with animals, not just one. The whole generation was with Einon Minon. Al pi seichel, al pi yas seichel hayosher, in the most poshut way, man is above animals. Man doesn't mate with animals. In a sick world, in a world of craziness, in a world where the das has become so mavulbal, in that world, things just go from worse to worse, to extra worse, and people don't know what to do themselves anymore. They become so crazed to a degree that they start, they get married to a horse. I wonder what the Masada Kedusha looks like. He starts off the ceremony. No horsing around right now. This is a serious thing. Haray at horse, stick out your leg. Hey. Anyway, horse, stick out your leg. Okay, haray at. I don't know if it's an at or atah, whatever it is. The horse rings. Hurry up, tabazu. No, it goes good. The horse rings. Anyway, bikitza, you get one of those things with the horse legs. Horses, what's going on? How can a person believe that? We're not talking to people close to other religions. The terraces, people became crazy. People became absolutely crazy. Absolutely insane. And we're living in a generation today, Rabbi says, it's not... Hashem Yirachim, you go out there, what's going on out the world today? It's mamish insane. People don't understand the real, just partial normalcy. Everything's abnormal. If you think normal, you're abnormal. If you think like a crazy man, then you're a normal person. Mamish craziness. Craziness. People are living with animals, mating with animals, making bark mitzvahs for animals. Whole ceremonies, I say, absolutely insane. Put on a yarmulke on a dog. I mean, say, what's wrong with what's going on? A kippah on the dog with a talis. Baruchu. They try to train him to lead marriage service. Also, you know. But mitzvah boy usually leaves the marriage savior. A bark mitzvah. It's insane that everybody's celebrating there. The dog doesn't know what's happening there. He has this thing on his head, he can only put a yarmulke on his head. It's absolutely insane. But people come to the ceremony, there's printed invitations. Sally's bark mitzvah. Oh, it's his girl. Kasha, Tishbi Yitayetz, Kushish Vibayetz. He'll answer this Kasha also. Hashem Yirach, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem Yirach, I'm waiting for the day. There's going to be a shul. They have shuls for all different types today. There'll be a shul for animals. Rabbi Bert, the tall German shepherd, stands up for the sermon. That gets up on his four. That was a good city. The rabbi spoke very stark today. Absolutely insane. We live and people are living a life with this thing. They're living in this world and they're celebrating. And what happened to the mind of Boisai? The human being is the most intellectual, most highest being of Boisai. And here he is. Here he is lowering himself to marry dogs and cats and who knows what, the Boisai. This Shaila, because you know, in America only have one wife, but I think if it was a different species, I think you'd have a community to have the goldfish and the turtle. The kid's up. He has a whole harem. Turtle, his cat, his dog. Hashem Yirachem, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem Yirachem. And it becomes normal, Rabbi Yisrael. It becomes normal. People are living these fattest things, Rabbi Yisrael, in a world of craziness, Rabbi Yisrael. And we're celebrating different things that are going on in the world that are for crazy people, Rabbi Yisrael. The world, maybe we spoke about many years ago, the world mourned. I remember I was flying into L.A. at that time to go fundraiser, going to L.A. Everybody was in a sad mood. They were down. Everybody was down. Everybody, millions of people were mourning, Rabbi Yisrael. Some maniac. Mamash total. Everybody knew. He didn't know. We don't know if he was a man or woman. He was a man, then he was a woman, then he went back to a man. He was going back and forth like we eat pizza. And he was a famous singer, and the whole world was going into mourning over a guy. What did he do? He committed suicide, the guy himself. What this the world was following. This is they're looking up to. They don't know what it is. Yabriya b'fnei atzmoi. And they're mourning his death. A person of a total meshugana who committed mamish meshugah shebim meshugana. Not just it's a madrega imishugas, the highest madrega imishugas, avia voice amishugas, and the world is mourning this person. I can't even say his name based madrash. Why? Because he's a good singer. This whatever it is, or it's a pellet of gazara, but he's an absolute maniac. And people following different people that are totally mamish. Everybody knows the guy's he's on stuff. That his mind is somewhere else. And what's the point of us that? Because we there's no clarity of seichel. The seichel has become so imbevulable of us. Mida k'neged mida, there was a bilbul hadas of us. What's the yisod of the mabul? Lama kol mabul shebilbel asakol. There was a bilbul hadas, a complete bilbul hadas. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed me the connect me in the punishment. It was a mabul. A mabul in Russian bilbul. Everybody ended up going to Bavel because it was a bilbul. There was totally mass insanity. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made a mass insanity. He destroyed everything. A bilbul, everything was mabul, but everything became. There was no world anymore. A bilbul. Loshen Mab. That was the Siva. And Noach lived through this time, Zaboisa. And Noach was able to hold strong and not fall in and not become corrupt and to be a guy sitting there for 120 years banging away at a teva. Because God told him to build a teva. Everybody around him is making fun of him. Trying to put into his mind that he's the crazy man. This guy's the crazy man. This guy's walking with his new wife, the German shepherd, and he's calling Noah a crazy man. Look at that man building an ark. He thinks God's going to do anything to the world. What do you share about it? What does that mean? Anyway, they're looking at, and Noah's holding strong. God told me. He's taking animals into the table, they're laughing. What are you doing? We have a zoo in the Bronx. We don't need it inside. What are you doing, crazy man? There's going to be a mambo that's going to destroy the world. And he goes past and he brings another two turtles inside. But what's going on about the whole time? No, he's holding strong and strong and strong under all the intense pressure and the Bilbo Hadas, all signs going up with the crazy things that are happening. And he is continuing strong in his das. And Noach remains strong, and Kodesh Baruch Hu saves him and saves also people and all the animals that didn't commit. And they go into the cave, and Kodesh Baruch Hu takes them away from a world of Bilbo and destroys and mevalbel the whole thing. The whole Bria becomes one big Bilbo. Back to Toyev Vavoyev. And then there was a Bilbo in the Metzias place. That's why it's so it was a Midik Neimir, because it says at that time everything was Mishamash B'yachad. There was a Bilbo in the Metzias. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamash created the Oynish Nefi. Everything was Game of Bilbo. Memela, everything was helter skelter. And everything became totally destroyed. Noah comes out of the Tevah Rabbeisai to a new world, a new beginning. And here he goes into this new world and he has a choice. He worked on himself to affect and not to be affected, to understand that he's now going to be the father of the new generation and to set into effect how this world is going to live. But if Noach would learn the lesson, if Noach would understand the point that the problem that caused this whole effect was there was a Bilbul Hadas, the unclarity of the Seichel. The Seichel became Mushka in a total block, a total eclipse of clarity of the Or. And now Noach has a choice. I'm going to make the first planting in this new world. That this planting is now going to be to set the tone for this new world. What should I plant for this? And he plants a vineyard. What's a vineyard? Wine, Rabbi. What does wine have a koyach to do? You're right, wine is a good cause of simcha, but wine has a koyach to make Bilbul Hadas. To pervert the mind that a person can become a shikr, a drunkard, where his mind is totally perverted, totally obscured, totally messed up, totally destroyed. So how, if Noach understood the lesson, he did, and the Kodesh Baruch had told him, you have to go into the Teva, Koyzchur, Isit Tzadik, you remain steadfast, you remain clear, that's a Tzadik, he still understands what he's here for. You had clarity, Tomim Bidas, you remain clear in your mind. You saw what happened to people who had Bilbul. Wouldn't you think that would be, you have to have wine, but this would be the first thing I would distance myself, I would wait to plant such a thing. I want to show that we have to get back to clarity of das. Wine is made to give simple when a person is a little down, true, but it has a factor of shichrus, of bilbul, of perverting the mind, of creating a scenario whereby a guy goes out Friday night to drink. Oh, I should say, I'm sorry, to eat through the Shabbos. Parentheses. Drink through the Shabbos. Kasherit. And the mikveh. He goes out to eat through the Shabbos. And he doesn't remember how to get back to his dorm room. It's not because he's new bacha, but he had a little bit too much Shajah Yaakov Daniel. And he drank a little bit the new wine. And Mishain a cup of wine, vine. Vine and dine. Chovet Shabbos Kodesh. 16th Kav, Lechavet Shabbos, Lechavet Pesach. Oh, it's the beginning of the year. Oh, sorry, I got a little bilbul. I thought it's the four cups again. So he walks away from Shuri Shabbos and he doesn't remember who he ate by. He can't practice the Binam Chaveru Shavuos on Sunday. He doesn't remember who he ate by. He narrowed it down to three people on that block. He knew he came from that block. But he got drunk. Okay. He woke up the whole neighborhood at 3 a.m, screaming. But okay. There's always young Arabs, Yom Kippur, to ask Mechila. So he comes back and he falls into a deep sleep. Baruch Hashem, he's that. He wakes up 2 a.m, he runs to his next Suda. And Nachamo. Suda Shabbat. Next thing he knows is Tuesday afternoon. Sorry, my kids have to sleep in their bed tonight. Oh, I didn't realize I extended my stay. When shall I should us? That's his Shabbos. He ate, drank, went to sleep. Got up, he ate, and drank again, and went to sleep. Very inspiring Shabbos. The chutz on the Shabbos, the boy said he took his moyach, he took something that is his GPS, something that is so important to his function. The B'nai made an unbelievable zakhar, boy said. Today, we see it in the world, everything's in the world, the GPS, the ways of our sight. A few days ago, I went up north with my wife, we went up north for a day, beautiful. You had to go to a certain place, you plug it in, make a right here, do a left here, go there. You don't know where you're in, Baruch Hashem, get to your destination, Rabbi Sai. If you're going, you don't have your ways, Rabbi Sai, you end up in Hotchkotch and Lulu. You don't know where to go. The Bereshit gave everybody a ways, Rabbi Yisai, for direction in life. And that's the Seichel HaYosha. That everybody was planned. All the Amboras, all the Yosha. You created Yosha. So how could it be, Rabbi Yisai? This is the biggest pillar, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody argues about drinking, how good it is, Rabbi Yisai. It's drinking. And the Torah says you're supposed to drink on Yom Tov for drink to be simple, not to get drunk. But how could it be, Rabbi Yisai, that a guy feels that he needs drink to a double of drunkenness, Rabbi Yisai. It's the most idiotic thing. You're taking the thing that makes you into man. You're taking the thing that makes you be able to function in a proper, ordinary, and right way. And you're taking it and you're mevalable it, Rabbi Yisai. You're taking it and you're mevalable it. You won't be able to think straight. And a person at every stage of life has to think straight, Rabbi Yisai. There are things that people did when they perverted their mind, when they affected their mind. It affected their whole lives. They might have punched through a window. They have scars, a bad arm, the whole life from it. Because they punched through a window. They might have said something to somebody, but they'll never forgive them for it. They might have done something and hurt people. And who knows, Rabbi Yisai. Chas v'shalom, we see two stories, Rabbi Yisai. There was something happened just recently. And I think the first night of Sukkot here in Yerushalayim, there was a very talented musician from Haredi guy who was killed by a drunken driver. Drunken driver, Rabbi Yisai. A guy drinks and drives. What happens? His mind has referred to a way that he doesn't see good. He doesn't see it. As he drives. The driver, your mind has to be very sharp. But at any stage of life, Rabbi Yisai, you're in a situation where you have to think straight. So how could I pervert my mind? How could I do it? And the Shabbos, I want to get into Shabbos Peseder. And you want to have a cup of wine, beautiful. You want to, so wine inhibits a person a little bit. But wine has a danger, Rabbi Yisai. Wine has a danger of shichrus, Rabbi Yisai. And I know everybody's got so geschmack. Got drunk, and I got drunk, and this and that, Rabbi Yisai. It's not geschmack, it has to get drunk. It's geschmack to drink. It's a good thing to drink here and there when you need it. But don't play with your minds. Don't play with the seichel, Rabbi Yisai, in any way, Rabbi Yisai. It's the biggest commodity you have. You have a seichel, you have a brain, you have an opportunity to think straight and to be able to make right decisions, Rabbi Yisai. That's what I'm giving you, a ways. Who would play with their ways? He has an important trip. He has a point, place to go. He has a destination to get to. He has a meeting. He has something to do. Is he going to stop playing around with his Waze machine? He is just shutting it off and turning it on. He has to make a turn. He could go take him 3.5 hours out of the way. No one in their right mind is going to do something. So how can you take what's on off your mind for 1 second when you can have a decision to make, certain things to say or to do, and you'll be effective, my son? And at that time, you could be thinking of something that could really be good for you, but say, and a Shabbos Suda, a fourth on Shabbos that has an effect, and you turned your mind off that you're not able to hear because your mind is so messed up and so dark and so cloudy. This is the Yisoy, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Taina of Noyah Vayochel. You have to have wine. The person wants wine in the world. But since Noah, you came from a Metzias that there was Bilbo Adas, and the Yashin of a person was messed over because of Bilbo Adas, so this shouldn't be the first thing on your mind. Stay far away. There'll be a time to plant the wine. Right now is the time to stay a little away from things that might be Bilbo. And what happens? His grandson, or his son, I should say. His grandson comes in. His son comes in and does something terrible. And why he has a krumah svara? Well, you know, there's three people in the world now. He had two, Cain and Hevel were two, and they got into a fight. There's going to be more kids. The world was where he went in and did something terrible to his father. Bilbo Hadas. On Seichel HaYosher. Bilbo Hadas V'amoyach. Bilbo Hadas looks so far, Rabbi Yisrael. But that's the Metzias. It was Mida Keneged Mida. Noach got drunk. He was Mavad. Mida Keneged Mida. This is a muy critical lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to understand it. In two ifadarabas, first of all, this thing, we don't have this problem in Tveretz Chaim, Baruch Hashem. Here, guys don't get drunk, and Chas V'Shalom, they stay with Seichel HaYosher. But to tell it to your friends, Rabbi Yisrael, we once said over the Rambam, Baruch HaSadikim brings the Rambam, and the Rambam says, it'd be better to go out and streak. It's the Rambam's lashon, not mine, Rabbi Yisrael. Get out, take off all your clothes, and run down Paran, Rabbi Yisrael. Better to do that than to get drunk. That's the Rambam, not the Dr. Rambam. It would be better for a person. It would be better. Well, what's the pshat in the Rambam, Rabbi Yisrael? Because if a person loses his clothes, it's a busha. But if you lost your seichel, it's a busha, but it's not as big as a busha if you lost your seichel. Seichel is what teaches you to the person, Rabbi Yisrael. The seichel is what teaches the person. Without your clothes, you're still an Adam. You might be a little embarrassing, but you're still an Adam. If you devalve your seichel, Rabbi Yisrael, you've moved the Odom from you. You're not a man. You're not a mensch. A mensch is someone with Seichel. You've turned to the matzah of animals. So the Rambam says, it should be much easier. That's the Lashon HaRambam. It's much easier to do that because it's much more of it's much more of a busha. When a person has no clothes on, it's a busha. But he's still a mensch. He still has a Seichel. He might be laughed upon in it, but he has a Seichel. But if he goes ahead and he says the Rambam, it should be such a biggest busha when a person loses his seichel. You're a man, and now you're acting like an animal, lower than an animal. You das, you've taken away, you've mevalbel it. And this goes for anything, Rabbi Yisrael. Anything that's mevalbel the seichel, Rabbi Yisrael. So it's important to tell people in other yeshivas, here we don't have this problem, Baruch Hashem, that you have to understand that before I get anything near wine, or anything that could maybe have any shout out to my seichel, Rabbi Yisrael, to think beforehand, before you get into it, and limit yourself to that cup of wine or whiskey, one shot. Don't play around anywhere close to the seichel. But it goes for other things, Rabbi Yisrael. Reading Deus Koizvus, getting involved in things, reading books or things or anything, or speaking to people. That being that Deo is Koi's voice, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the parasha also. They want to build a Migdal. Deo is Koi's voice. Corrupted and perverted minds. literature that people read today. We're not talking about the things that are Chas V'Shalom also to see, but people read literature, all types of literature. All types of literature. And this literature that they read, Avada, all the Chassidus, Chas V'Shalom, things that are not sneers, is terrible, Rabbi Yisrael. But one of the most terrible things that could be is also they read literature. That's one of the biggest problems with the internet. Everybody talks about the problems with the internet. Let's rack up one more for them. That anything and everybody could say something and put it on, and you hear it, you listen, you read it, and it goes into your mind. And these things are perverted, are so unclarity. They mavalvel your seichel. They make your mind so mavulvel. Things that are so treif and tumma and crazy. My wife just told me, she heard someone told that there was a certain woman that she was very ugly, so she wants to sue her parents now. She was divorced 3 times, so she went to sue her parents. Shem Yirachim, it's so negative Torah, but it's the person Hashem's created, that's the way he created. She's suing her parents for getting the genes. So she went to court, and she's suing her parents. I don't have to say it over base measures, it's a day, it's crazy. But to see how perverted it was, she's taking her parents to court, but she's so ugly, and she wants to take them to court, that she said they're responsible for her not being able to have a marriage, hold a marriage down. Take a facelift, lady. But the vice, at the end of the day, that's corrupt. Parents are parents. You know, today we blame everything on our parents. But just the marshal boy say how the world's going out of the Caleb. They don't, the mind becoming so corrupt. They think like everything's fakert. Just the opposite. Whatever they think, it's the opposite many times over. So you go and read these things, and oh yeah, you laugh a little bit. It goes into the brain, and you start to think later on. And you see these things, you laugh a little bit about the bar mitzvahs, and then. Next thing you know, there you are, sitting there, celebrating. Simon table, Mazel table, at the end of the door with his paws. Why? Because you read on Facebook, and this book, and that book, you read on this and that, and WhatsApp, people talking about it, let's go, and this and that. And Hashem Yirachem becomes permissive, and it becomes good, and we get used to it, Rabbi Yisrael. Why? The Seichel becomes messed up, Rabbi Yisrael. And Hashem Yirachem, Hashem, one thing we daven, Rabbi Yisrael. I always say we start off Shmoneh Esrei, Rabbi Yisrael. We start off Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is we're begging for everything, Rabbi Yisrael. We beg for this and beg for that. Okay, but one thing we have, one thing we know we have, that we can know. We have a brain, Baruch Hashem. No. That's the first bracha. Because if your mind is messed up, it's not worth living. Befua and Parnosa, everything. If the mind is messed up, Rabbi Yisai, it's off course. Shem Yirachem, what's it? Where are you gonna live? You're gonna go downhill. You're gonna be like all these rich people say by the going that they go in and they see what type of lives they lead, Rabbi Yisai. With all the money, if the mind is messed up, they live. What type of life do they have? They never stay married and everything's messed up. And they're on drugs and they find them suicidal at the end. So what did it help them was they depressed life because their mind became corrupt and there was no seichel hayashuv. Ata choinin l'adam das, beg Hashem that my mind be clear. But that's from outside influences. But if you put it into yourself, you pour the wine, say perish ata choinin l'adam das l'chayim. So you're committing suicide yourself. You can't jump off the roof and say Hashem, you know, save me. Listen, it's a little while up for the Empire State Building, but you can do anything in Bernie Shaw. Splat! So you can't drink 50 cups and say, oh, you made yourself into a crazy man. Don't play with this, Diversa, the most important Ava in your body. Don't play around with this. You want to play around with your arm a little bit. Oh, Chas V'Shalom, you shouldn't. But hey, Chas V'Shalom, something happens, okay. But not with this, man. Not with this. The brain is the most important thing in your life, Rabbi Yisrael. Save it. That's why it has a big skull. You know, they say when you do surgery on a skull, you got to take a chainsaw to get through it, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, it's encased. It's such a heavy thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Because it's so harsh, Rabbi Yisrael. Where do you put that diamond in a safe that you can't cut through, Rabbi Yisrael, with a scissor? You put it in a real heavy safe, Rabbi Yisrael, you can't get through it no matter what. But you should put the brain in the skull that protects it so sharp. If the guy falls off, Chas V'Shalom, still the brain is able to obviously you have to be careful, I'm just saying, but the brain remains encased because it's so harsh, it's something that there's a computer that there's no computer in the world like it, with so much clarity and so much ability to see the light and see the emes of Boisai. Don't play with it. We should be zeicher Boisai to understand this Yisoid, get clarity of seichel to see the emes, and to return to the yosher sheba adam, and be zeicher the Bnei Yisrael who shower us with ata choynel adam das, to understand the Torah, understand our tafn in this world, the Seichel, the Rebbeinu Shem, should bring up close to Mashiach's and Kedem.